How's everybody doing today? I'm good. I felt like football today. That was fun. That was fun just getting everybody moving around and changing sides and working on some things and working to get better. What do we have today?
Well, a lot of balls on the ground.
Oh, heck no. No. That's what happens when you miss practice. You know, when you haven't practiced for a while, we know those balls on the ground were Cam, you know, and he's got to get that corrected. That's him and the quarterback. I'm not going to coach quarterback center exchange a ton. We're just going to fix it. You know, it'll get fixed. I've been through this dance before, so we'll get that squared away.
You know, it looks like Barkevious was playing inside a little bit today. Is that new?
A little new. And, again, we're going to keep moving our players around and giving them a chance to, one, make our football team, but one, be the best players that they can be.
When you asked you about John Hughes yesterday, do you expect him to be back at some point?
Personal matter. Not going to talk about it until we'll talk about it at some other time. Just going to leave it at that for right now.
What's your general thinking on playing time in the preseason for guys who are learning a new offense, a new system, versus keeping them healthy and all that kind of stuff?
Well, you said it. I think one is keeping them healthy, but also having them play enough where you can evaluate them. But make sure that we do everything we can to evaluate our team. It's not just, you know, the new guys. It's also some old guys we need to evaluate. And I've thought through, but I haven't come up to just a conclusion with the rest of our staff about exactly what we're going to do. But we'll talk about that tomorrow probably as we get closer to the game.
Why did you have a team and what was his message?
He was outstanding. You're talking about one of our own. Who is a inductee into the Hall of Fame, another one of our great players. And to have him address our football team, I think is very important for guys to see that he's a very humble man from humble beginnings who worked hard to get to accomplish the things that he did. I mean, 8-time Pro Bowler, 2 Super Bowl winning teams, inducted into the Hall of Fame. And I mean, he's out here on our field and he's one of our guys. So I think any of those guys who are former Browns players that can give our players a little wisdom about what it is, what it takes, the hard work, the dedication, the grit, the grind, to be the best that you can be, I'll do it any day and every day.
Has anything stood out when you look at Higgins that has kind of been a pleasant surprise for you?
Oh, no, he's a good football player. I mean, he knows how to play the game. He's got tremendous hands, and he's just understanding a National Football League game, working at it every day, very proud of the things he's done. I'm just excited about watching all these guys doing on Friday. You know, it's been great out here. Now we need to take it to the next, you know, level. You know, go do it on a field against a different opponent, and that'll be fun.
How much have you enjoyed watching Al Saunders coach these young group of wide receivers, and how important is it for you to bring him into Cleveland?
Very important. I mean, he's one of the first guys that I hired. Al was with me in Oakland, and I know what he does and how he does it, and he's the best, bar none, in the National Football League at coaching young receivers and getting them from point A to point Z. And he's a tremendous asset to our organization.
Do you at least anticipate all 4 quarterbacks playing Friday?
I do, you know, and we'll let that, you know, play itself out, but I really do. I want to get them all that experience. I think they all need to play. I think they all deserve to play. I think they've worked extremely hard, and obviously game situations, as you guys all know, dictate those things, but our goal is to play them all.
Have you come up with your plan for playtime for the starter?
No, I was asked that earlier.
I know you are.
You guys are slick. No, I haven't. I haven't went there yet. Well, we'll get with the staff, and as we get closer, we'll make that decision.
As Greco and Austin Cass are taking a kind of a lead on that right side.
I'm sorry?
Greco at guard and Pastor at
tackle.
Have they taken like lead on that right side?
I don't know, but you can say they're taking a lead. Again, I'm just kind of mixing and matching the best we can to find the 5 best guys, and, you know, we'll settle on somebody for this week. It could change next week. We're just going to keep matching and finding out who's best to play for us, and then once we figure that out, we'll keep it that way.
Is it safe to say at this point that Coleman won't play? He's missed all week?
No. I mean, there's a chance he can play.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's still a chance, so we'll, you know, we'll probably go up through tomorrow before I make a decision about that, because, again, he knows our offense. He knows what we're doing, and I think he'll be fine. But, again, I'm going to be very cautious with our players, not just him, but any of them that have, you know, whether it's these soft tissue injuries, hamstrings, whatever all those things are. We'll make sure that we always do the right thing and make sure that we get our guys ready to play.
It looked like Sean Coleman left the fieldhouse. Sean Coleman, it looked like he left the fieldhouse. What's any update on that?
It's probably a little hot out here today, a little humid. That's about it. I think he'd be fine, you know. I don't think it's anything serious. I mean, but, again, we're asking a lot. I'm asking, our coaches are asking a lot of our players. And I knew this is different. It's humid. It's hot. It's rough. It's rough out there. So that's just the way it goes sometimes. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.